Welcome back. In part one of this Building a Service-Driven Data Center presentation, I introduce you to some of the attributes and characteristics that make SUSE Linux Enterprise a smart choice for your data center environment. Now it's time to look at some specific technologies and solutions that make it all possible, including the new SUSE Linux Enterprise 11, SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, critical extensions to the SUSE Linux environment, and solutions for different form factors. Let's start things off with a quick overview of some of the important new innovations and capabilities in SUSE Linux Enterprise 11. First, we've added a number of new green IT innovations to SUSE Linux Enterprise 11. For many organizations, the cost of powering data centers makes up a significant portion of their overall operating expenses. And in some areas, infrastructure limitations make it physically impossible to bring additional electricity into their facilities, even if they could afford it. SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 offers a number of new power-saving capabilities that can reduce your power consumption, lower costs, and help you squeeze maximum value from every watt of electricity you use. This starts with the more granular file-based power profiles that have been added to SUSE Linux Enterprise 11. You can use these profiles to control, scale, and manage power usage across your enterprise. SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 also offers a new kernel feature that eliminates unnecessary CPU activity when servers and clients are idle. This tickless idle makes it possible for CPUs to remain in power-saving states for longer periods of time, which once again translates into significantly less energy consumption. Finally, Novell and Intel share a strong commitment to integrated sustainability, and we've been working closely together to find new ways to reduce power consumption. For example, SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 supports Intel's integrated power gates and automated low power state technology. Together, these new power saving innovations make it possible to optimize your data center for the lowest possible energy consumption. SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 also features a number of new systems management capabilities that will accelerate, streamline, and automate system updates, configuration, and other management tasks. This starts with a new update stack that dramatically reduces the time it takes to update systems and install new packages. Thanks to new intelligent dependency resolution algorithms, you can boost software update speeds by more than 100 times. Systems that once took hours to upgrade now take minutes. You simply won't find faster update speeds anywhere else. Next, SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 includes important improvements to the YAST systems management and configuration framework that make it possible to deploy systems more quickly. And as we all know, the faster you can deploy systems and move them into production, the sooner you can expect a return on your server investment. SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 also takes full advantage of Novell ZenWorks Linux Management 7.3, a complete lifecycle management solution that uses policy-driven automation to deploy, manage, and maintain Linux resources. With ZenWorks Linux Management, you can significantly lower the amount of time and effort you spend managing and configuring your Linux environment. And finally, SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 offers many new cross-platform management capabilities. This includes a new Linux management pack for Microsoft System Center, standardization on the WSMAN protocol for managing both Windows and Linux in heterogeneous environments, and support for SIM instrumentation, which provides additional management capabilities for third-party solutions. Together, all these new power-saving and systems management capabilities lead directly to lower costs, less effort, greater interoperability, and more efficient IT operations. Now that we've looked at some of the core innovations you'll find in SUSE Linux Enterprise 11, I want to discuss some specific products and services the platform offers. It all starts with SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, the reliable, scalable, and secure server operating system that makes up the foundation of the SUSE Linux Enterprise platform. SUSE Linux Enterprise Server is built to power both physical and virtual workloads. It's designed specifically to lower the cost of providing secure, mission-critical, and manageable business services, and it's capable of integrating into and adding value to virtually any heterogeneous data center environment. In fact, thanks to the continued hardening of the Linux kernel and similarities in the way they're administered and managed, many experts believe that Linux is the natural successor to Unix. SUSE Linux Enterprise Server makes that transition easy with proven tools and services for Unix to Linux migration. SUSE Linux Enterprise Server also provides an outstanding cost-effective platform for virtualization. In fact, it's the leading implementation of Xen, the proven open-source virtualization hypervisor. SUSE Linux Enterprise Server includes graphical and command line tools for the creation, configuration, deployment, migration, and lifecycle management of Linux and Windows virtual machines. And it features a live migration tool for migrating physical workloads to a virtual environment. Best of all, these advanced virtualization capabilities are all available at no additional cost. For the price of a single operating system subscription, you get the Xen hypervisor and unlimited guest virtual machines for every licensed server. Before we leave virtualization, I want to quickly mention that SUSE Linux Enterprise Server takes full advantage of the latest virtualization technology from Intel. For example, Intel VT Flex Migration allows the virtual machine monitor to create a common pool of workloads that can be shared across multiple Xeon processor generations. This gives you the flexibility to deploy and upgrade servers as needed, without having to worry about building another pool or cluster for servers with new processors. Finally, VT for Directed I/O provides direct device assignment to a virtual machine, which provides you with greater reliability and security. There's one more key element of our SUSE Linux Enterprise Server story we need to discuss, and that's our server offering for IBM System Z. Novell currently holds an 80% share of the market for running Linux on mainframes, and we continue to work closely with IBM to maintain and expand that leadership. SUSE Linux Enterprise Server for System Z is an ideal operating system for server virtualization and workload consolidation. In many cases, customers have saved millions of dollars over short periods of time. Novell makes it easy to test and evaluate SUSE Linux Enterprise Server for System Z at no cost. This includes a starter system for System Z that allows you to install the operating system on a mainframe and use it for proof of concept evaluations. It's also important to note that more than 1,000 applications have been certified for SUSE Linux Enterprise Server for System Z, including Oracle Database, SAP, almost all of IBM's middleware applications, and many other major applications. When you put all these pieces together, it's easy to see why SUSE Linux Enterprise Server is one of the world's most successful and popular server operating systems. According to market research firm IDC, SUSE Linux Enterprise Server was the fastest growing enterprise server operating system in 2007. More than 3,000 applications are certified and supported on SUSE Linux Enterprise 9 and 10, more than Red Hat's two most recent releases. Software vendors continue to certify and support their applications on SUSE Linux Enterprise at a faster rate than any other Linux platform. And SUSE Linux Enterprise Server is the only Linux operating system recommended by both SAP and Microsoft. SUSE Linux Enterprise Server offers you a reliable, flexible, and interoperable base server operating system. But the value doesn't stop there. Novell has also created a number of extensions that convert the general-purpose SUSE Linux Enterprise Server operating system into a variety of purpose-built solutions, including a real-time operating system, a high-availability solution, and a framework for running .NET-based applications on Linux. Let's take a look at these extensions in a bit more detail, starting with the SUSE Linux Enterprise High Availability extension. This advanced high-availability offering features an affordable, integrated suite of robust open-source clustering technologies that works hand-in-hand with SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. It includes all of the essential monitoring, messaging, and cluster resource management functionality you'd expect from the very best proprietary high-availability solutions, but at a dramatically lower price. It also includes resource agents for many popular third-party and open-source applications. The SUSE Linux Enterprise High Availability Extension is based on OpenAIS, the leading standards-based communication protocol for server and storage clustering. It also features Pacemaker, a highly scalable cluster resource manager with a flexible policy engine that supports end-node clusters. With Pacemaker, you can continuously monitor the health of your resources, manage dependencies, and automatically stop and start services based on highly configurable rules and policies. The SUSE Linux Enterprise High Availability Extension includes both OCSF2, now a POSIX-compliant generic cluster file system, and CLVM2, a clustered logical volume manager. SUSE Linux Enterprise High Availability Extension even enables continuous data replication with DRBD, and it comes with a unified command line interface and GUI for administrators to set up, configure, monitor, and manage their clustered environment. Finally, the product supports multiple clustering scenarios, including hybrid physical and virtual clusters. The Cluster Resource Manager can recognize, monitor, and manage services running within virtual servers created with Xen, as well as services running in physical servers. This means that virtual servers can be clustered together. Services can be clustered within a virtual server, and virtual servers can be clustered with physical servers. This powerful combination of SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, integrated Xen virtualization, and the SUSE Linux Enterprise High Availability Extension gives you unprecedented flexibility to improve service availability and simultaneously improve resource utilization. In fact, let's look at one quick example of how these technologies can provide nearly instant workload failover.
Today we'd like to demonstrate how you can use SUSE Linux Enterprise High Availability Extension to create highly available services for your mission-critical Linux workloads. Services like databases, messaging systems, and file and print services. SUSE Linux Enterprise High Availability Extension is an affordable, integrated suite of robust open-source clustering technologies that enables you to implement highly available physical and virtual Linux clusters. Used with SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, it helps you maintain business continuity, protect data integrity, and reduce unplanned downtime for your mission-critical Linux workloads. By using SUSE Linux Enterprise High Availability Extension, you can safely depend on commodity hardware for your mission-critical workloads, deliver the services required by your business, and contain costs. Okay, so let's explain the demo setup we've got here today. We're looking at the Linux High Availability Management Console, and in there you can see a view of our two-node cluster. Node 1 and Node 2 are both Xen virtual machines, and we have an Apache web server running currently on Node 1. So these two nodes are protecting each other in an active-passive scenario so that if Node 1 goes down for any reason, Node 2 should pick up and manage the web server and keep it running. Here's our web browser. We're looking at the home page for that web server service. You can see the URL there, HTTP web server, and you can see from the graphic that it's currently running on Node 1. So what we need to do now in order to demonstrate clustering capabilities is to simulate a failure of Node 1. And we're going to do that by issuing a command to kill the HTTP process, which effectively is bringing the web server down. Watch carefully when I hit enter here, because what you're going to see up in the top is those green lights are going to change very quickly. You'll see, there you go, you saw a few red lights come on there, and very quickly the cluster failed over, and you can now see that the web server is running on Node 2. Let's test that by going back to our web browser and refresh the page. Now you can see, again, check the URL, we're still running against HTTP web server, but now the graphic shows that we're actually running on Node 2. SUSE Linux Enterprise High Availability Extension includes resource agents for many third-party and open-source applications at no additional charge. Included are scripts for monitoring third-party applications such as SAP Instance and Database, Oracle, IBM, DB2, Infomix, and WebSphere and VMware. Also included are scripts for popular open-source services such as Apache, MySQL, NFS, Postgres, Tomcat, Xen, and eDirectory. With these components, you can quickly, easily, and affordably set up many highly available data center services. In the interest of time, we didn't demonstrate some of the other capabilities of the High Availability Extension. things like continuous data replication or clustering scenarios leveraging shared storage. If you'd like to see some of those capabilities, please speak to your Novell partner or sales rep.
As you can see, the SUSE Linux Enterprise High Availability Extension can help you maintain business continuity, protect data integrity, and reduce unplanned downtime for mission-critical workloads. Now, let's turn our attention to another important extension, the SUSE Linux Enterprise Mono Extension. This offering is essentially a .NET application framework that allows developers to run .NET-based applications on SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. It's based on the Mono project, a Novell-sponsored open-source initiative, and it gives corporate and ISV developers full support for building new Linux and cross-platform applications using .NET. The SUSE Linux Enterprise Mono extension makes it possible to run .NET applications on Linux and host ASP.NET 2.0-enabled applications on the Apache web server. This provides improved interoperability of .NET applications with Java and other legacy Linux Unix applications. It allows you to run .NET applications on System-Z for the first time, and it provides advanced 64-bit support, a 16-gigabyte memory limit, support for 32 CPUs per system, and faster networking and I/O stacks than Windows. Finally, the SUSE Linux Enterprise Mono extension allows developers to run C# and Visual Basic programs on Linux, which allows them to leverage existing skills and the .NET toolchain to develop applications on Linux. With the Mono extension, you can develop anywhere and deploy anywhere. Mono's runtime is binary compatible with .NET on Windows. Mono includes tools and compilers, including command line C# and Visual Basic for developing .NET applications on Linux, and it's compatible with .NET developer tools such as Visual Studio. Novell is absolutely committed to making SUSE Linux Enterprise one of the world's most flexible and adaptable data center platforms. A big part of that commitment involves making it easy to adapt the core operating environment to many different form factors. The SUSE Appliance Program is one great example. The goal of this initiative is to make it faster and easier to build appliances on SUSE Linux Enterprise than any other platform. The program includes three major components: the technology, the program elements, and partnerships. The technology component revolves around SUSE Linux Enterprise and the Just Enough Operating System, or JUICE, which provides the foundation for building appliances. In SUSE Linux Enterprise 11, Novell has taken steps to make the OS far more appliance-friendly by creating a more granular package structure. Novell engineers have also created a series of tools that make it fast and easy to build and manage appliances. This includes SUSE Studio, a GUI web-based tool for building, testing, and configuring appliances. It also features Kiwi, a command line tool designed for use with existing build systems. Finally, the SUSE Appliance Update Server makes it easy to update existing appliances with patches and upgrades. The program elements consist of specific appliance pricing and support programs that provide software vendors with the specialized care they need. Novell also offers software vendors free redistribution of software appliances built on SUSE Linux Enterprise. Finally, Novell relies on strong partnerships to bring appliances to market. For example, we work closely with VMware to develop all the SUSE Linux Enterprise appliances that run on VMware. So what does all this mean for you? First, it means you gain all the benefits of turnkey appliances from your favorite software vendors. These appliances make it possible to simplify deployment and ongoing management, and of course save you money in the process. You can also feel totally confident that Novell understands how to adapt SUSE Linux Enterprise to appliances and other form factors. We'll always be there leading the way. Hopefully the information we've covered today has provided you with some new ideas for building your ideal service-driven data center and creating a more agile IT infrastructure. Before I wrap things up, I want to mention that the solutions we've discussed don't end with the technology. Novell also provides a comprehensive collection of world-class consulting, training, and support services. These service offerings can play a critical role in your efforts to build an agile, service-driven data center. This concludes the Building a Service-Driven Data Center presentation. Don't forget to view the Manage and Measure presentations to learn more about the other core components that make up an ideal service-driven data center. Then visit novell.com/linux to access more detailed technical information. Download a free evaluation copy of SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 or request a call from your Novell representative. Thank you.